and it's our pleasure to collaborate with Pittsburgh Concert Society. Every year, the Pittsburgh Concert Society selects Young Artist Award winners, and we have them join us on the radio. They include vocalists, sometimes wind players or string players, and also pianists. And today, we have an eighth grader, I believe, from Pittsburgh Starrett, ninth grader, and we'll get to know him a little bit more. You often get the bios early before people advance. So Michael's now in ninth grade, and he'll play a bit, and then we'll talk for a little bit based on hearing him warm up. I think you're really going to enjoy listening to Michael Highwash. Beautifully done, and I can see why Pittsburgh, actually, I can hear why Pittsburgh Concert Society honored Michael Highwash, and I'm so glad that you're here today. Let's clear one thing up right away. I put you in eighth grade. It's ninth grade.
Yes.
And what school do you go to?
Pittsburgh Alderdice.
At Alderdice now, so that's your first year there, I would imagine, right?
Yes.
Hopefully that's gone okay so far. That's a big transition. Can you tell me what you just played?
That was two movements from a Bach suite, a French suite number 3. That was the first one was the Allemande, and the second one was the Sarabande. They're not consecutive, but.
Well, you sound terrific, and there's one more movement. that you'll play shortly. How long have you played piano?
I started when I was 6, so about 7 years.
And I've been saying Michael. Is it Michael or is it...
It's Michal.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I just looked down at my notes and I was and I just said, wait a minute. It doesn't say Michael here. It does say Michal. My apologies for that. I'll bet that happens a lot, but I'm in the business where I should be getting that right. So my apologies, Michal. Tell me about how you learned to play. When did you start?
I started when I was 6, and I mean, at first, I just took a lot of beginner classes at CMU, and eventually, I don't know how old I was, but I switched to my current piano teacher, Mr. Harris, and he's a great teacher, and I mean, I just practice different pieces. And
Do you play a lot?
I play 1.5 hours every day.
That's a lot, and you must enjoy it,
yes.
I would think. What else do you like to do?
Besides playing the piano, I like to, math and, science, and, I do a lot of stuff I don't really, know, I enjoy most, but, I take, classes, advanced classes, and...
Have you thought about what you might want to do once you graduate from high school?
Not at all. I'll probably be minor in piano, but...
It sounds like you like math and science, too, from what you said also. And it sounds... Some people end up majoring in piano. A lot of people end up doing it as a minor, a music minor. As well, but you really play beautifully. What was it like to audition for the Pittsburgh Concert Society?
It was very stressful. It was probably the biggest audition I had, but...
What do you have to do?
I just practiced a lot for it, but when I finally found out that I won, it was awesome.
How did they tell you?
I actually forgot. I think it was by a phone.
Wow, that's got to be excited. And they have quite a jury there, so when you are selected, it's quite an honor. We have another movement to play. You have another movement to play, not we. Is there anything else you would like to say or anything regarding... your performance today?
Nothing really. The last movement I'm playing is the Jig.
And our thanks to the Pittsburgh Concert Society.
Yes.
And also to your dad for having you here today and for your patience and indulgence with my mispronouncing your name and also not putting you in high school where you are. From Pittsburgh Alderdice in ninth grade, here again is Michal Hiwash. Beautifully done. Thank you so much for being here today, Michal Hiwash. You can learn more about Pittsburgh Concert Society by going to pittsburghconcertsociety.org.